Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, yesterday I stepped out of my truck onto the running board, which happened to be covered in ice. I slipped and fell flat on my back with my head smacking the running board. I thought to myself, oh, woe is me. Can the three woes mentioned in the book of Revelation be any worse than that? Can you discuss the three woes for us? And can you tie them in with anything happening today?
Yes, well, the book of Revelation speaks of three woes in chapter 8. And I'll get to that in a little bit. As far as things are going on today, is it possible that the so-called BRICS nations could be involved in any or all of those woes? Now, BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And what a lot of people don't know is right now, South Africa, China, and Russia are actually holding joint naval exercises because they've long been allies. South Africa considers itself a friend of Russia and China. Now, this BRICS group, we got some other things that they're involved with as well. Now, when BRICS was formed, according to then president of Brazil, Da Silva, it was actually formed to figure out a way to get rid of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. And he's, by the way, Brazil's president again. And throughout this past year or so, Russia and others have said that they want to push the U.S. dollar away and have a gold backing on it. So that's something that the BRICS have done. Now, one of the problems the BRICS have is that in terms of size, they've got a huge amount of the world's population, but China is really their big dominant economic force. And so this causes them to have some economic issues and concerns. So there are all kinds of practical challenges for the BRICS, and they want to have their own currency and all this stuff. But they do want to challenge U.S. dominance in foreign exchange. And the non-Chinese members of their countries want to do that, even though that might increase their dependence on Beijing.
So isn't China the big economic giant in the BRICS alliance?
Certainly. But India is also rising.
Okay. So where do we get the idea of three woes?
Well, that's Revelation chapter 8, verse 13. And I'll be reading this from the New King James Version of the Bible. And I looked and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 the inhabitants of the earth, because the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels are about to sound. So the word woe is used three times. Now, a lot of what I want to cover today is actually also in a free book that we have on the Lost Tribes and a Prophecy, which you can find at ccog.org. Anyway, those woes in Revelation 8 tie in with the fifth, sixth, and seventh trumpets. The first woe, which is the fifth trumpet, is described in Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 through 11. It involves a demonically led force, which causes torment, maybe using a plague of germs or chemical warfare, for those who don't have the seal of God. And so it's those who are the 144,000 who are sealed in Revelation 7, 4, that aren't tormented by this.
So let me get this straight. The seven trumpet blasts begin with the opening of the seventh seal of the scroll described in the book of Revelation. And these trumpet blasts take place during the year-long Day of the Lord. And the three woes are the last three of the seven trumpet blasts. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Now, that first woe looks to have at least some of the European King of the North military. And that's consistent with something that we read in Daniel chapter 11, verse 44, related to the King of the North. It says, but news from the east and north shall trouble him, and he shall go out with great fury and destroy and annihilate many. Now, wait a second. What could be north and east of European beast power? Well, Russia, for one, because it's both in Europe and in Asia. And Daniel suggests that it and apparently some of its allies were going to face the fury of the King of the North as part of the first woe. Now, despite some erroneous claims, Russia itself is not the prophesied King of the North, but is actually prophesied as the power from the far north in places like Ezekiel 38 and 39. Mm-hmm. Now, these BRICS nations have been doing various other things in terms of military issues. Brazil actually has a military cooperation agreement with Russia, and India also participated last year in joint military exercises with Russia and China. Now, that said, going on from the first woe was the second woe. So I'm going to read this from the book of Revelation, chapter 9, starting in verse 12. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded the trumpet, and I heard a loud voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who were prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind, which means there's a specific time it's going to happen. Now, the number of the army of horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And I saw horses in the vision, and those who had on them had breastplates of fiery red, jacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like heads of lions, and other mouths of smoke of fire and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone that came out of their mouths. For the power is in their mouth and their tails. Their tails are like serpents, having heads, and they do harm. Verse 20, but the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, so they should not worship demons, idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, wood, which neither see nor walk. They did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. Now, such a massively large army, the 200 million man army, couldn't have happened when John penned the book of Revelation back in the first century. However, in the 21st century, it is possible, and that army would be expected to include the Chinese, Indians, Russians, and other Asian peoples. Now, the European beast power won't last, and it's going to fear what's coming. And also in the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 2, it talks about a people, they're great and strong. And this is associated with a 200 million man army. Never been anything like this before, nor anything afterwards, even for successive generations. It says a fire devours before them. We just read about that in Revelation 9. Mm-hmm. And behind them, flame burns. The land is like Garden of Eden before them and like a desolate wilderness behind them. Surely nothing shall escape them. Their appearance is like horses. They run swiftly with like the noise of chariots. On mountaintops they leap like a noise of flaming fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people in battle. Before them, the people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. So during the second woe, the 200 million man army looks to tie in with Joel chapter 2, which discusses some of this army's actions.
So do the prophecies in Joel, and therefore the second woe, seem to be directed toward European countries and possibly perpetrated by some members of the BRICS alliance?
Yes. And prophetically in Isaiah, for example, we read Isaiah 13, verse 1, talks of burden against Babylon. You drop down to verse 17, says, God says, I'm going to stir up the Medes against them. And they're not going to care about your silver or gold or anything. They're going to dash your young men into pieces. They will have no pity. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, will be overthrown. And Jeremiah also, Jeremiah 51, verse 11, talks about the time that the Lord has raised up the spirit of the kings, plural, of the Medes, for his plans against Babylon to destroy it, because the vengeance of the Lord. So there's multiple ones involved. This would seem to include Russia, Belarus, likely Crimea, Donbass, probably some other parts of Ukraine, some in Moldova, and perhaps some for the nation of Georgia, and maybe also some from Iran. And in Jeremiah chapter 50, says to move from the midst of Babylon, because it's going to raise against them an assembly of great nations from the north country. North country being Russia here. And they will fight against them. And so those who believe the Bible should leave the middle of the end time Babylon by then, because certainly that north country is talking about or includes Russia. But there's other passages that includes to point to other parts of Asia being involved, such as Jeremiah 51, verses 27, 29.
So when you say the people who believe the Bible should flee end time Babylon, what specific area are you referring to when you say Babylon?
Well, specifically talking about a European power. And in Jeremiah, in a couple of places, for example, Jeremiah 50, verse 41, says the people are going to come from the north, a great army and many kings from the ends of the earth. And they're going to do battle against you, O daughter of Babylon. Now, kings from the ends of the earth would seem to include BRICS nations such as, Russia, which is two ends of the earth, if you want to call it that, South Africa, which is on another one, and India, mm-hmm. and China. And then thinking of the ends of the earth makes you think that maybe some in South America are going to be involved. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned before that Brazil has various trade and military deals with Russia. Now, the European Union, of course, is not part of BRICS, but the European Union has something called the Global Gateway Program, and China has this One Belt, One Road initiative, and these actually connect Asia into the Middle East and into Europe. And that, I believe, gets us closer to some other things that are going to happen. But by the way, this, according to Scripture, the second woe ends 3.5 days after the two witnesses are killed. By the way, according to Revelation chapter 11, verses 7 to 14. And that's quickly followed by the third woe and the blowing of the seventh trumpet, Revelation 11.
That's interesting. So you say the second woe ends 3.5 days after the two witnesses are killed?
Yeah, well, that's what the scripture says. Scripture also says that Jesus is going to return with the seventh trumpet. And while that's comforting to Christians, as Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 4:18, this angers the nations, according to Revelation 11, 15 to 18. So the nations are going to gather at Armageddon to fight forces of the beast, despite they have issues. But then they're going to unite to fight against Jesus. And the third woe releases the seven last plagues. And at that time, victorious Christians, by the way, are pictured being on the Sea of Glass. So during the third woe, God sends corrective punishment, because the non-Christians refused to repent. Revelation 16:9, it says, the men were scorched with great heat. They blasphemed the name of God who had power of these plagues, and they didn't repent. And during the third woe, verse 12, we read about of Revelation 16. The sixth angel pours out his bowl. The waters of the earth of Euphrates are dried up. So the way for the kings of the east, those of all the Asians, are going to come. And they're going to gather for the battle of the great day of God Almighty. And verse 16 says they gathered and placed together in Hebrew called Armageddon. So forces from Asia, Africa, Europe, Latin America, the Caribbean would be expected to gather there, since the whole world's supposed to be involved.
So are you suggesting that the BRICS nations may actually be involved in all three woes?
Yes, because it's certainly consistent with what we see there. And as far as where is this battle actually going to be fought, it's actually fought in the Battle of the Valley of Jehoshaphat, which is just in front of the Mount of Olives, and I've actually seen that. And it's not actually fought in Armageddon, even though people call it the Battle of Armageddon. Okay. And yes, I think the BRICS nations are going to be involved. You know, Mark 13, Jesus said, "What I say to you all, watch."
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.